At the time, his death barely made headlines. But now, nearly 3 years later, there is renewed interest in what happened to Michael David Hicks. Why? Hicks, a NASA scientist who spent decades studying asteroids and deep space, died in 2023 at the age of 59. No public cause of death has ever been released. Now, Hicks worked on major missions, including NASA's DART project, which tested whether humans could deflect asteroids, earlier deep space missions studying comets. His death is now being discussed alongside other cases involving researchers connected to NASA, missile systems, nuclear technology, who have either died or disappeared. Among them, a NASA-related researcher honored for breakthrough work who also died with little public attention. A NASA director who disappeared and has not been found. A fusion scientist working on next-generation energy killed in what investigators have described as a targeted attack. A retired Air Force general, deep knowledge of advanced technology, who reportedly walked away from his home and vanished. The McCaslin case, we've talked about that. How about an astrophysicist shot and killed outside his home? A family member of that astrophysicist spoke with one of our producers earlier today. They told us exclusively they believe his death was an isolated incident and is not connected to the other cases. Now, importantly, and to be clear, there is no confirmed evidence publicly linking any of the deaths or disappearances, and officials have not said that they're connected, but former intelligence and law enforcement officials note that scientists working in sensitive fields have long been targets for foreign intelligence operation. Members of Congress are calling for closer scrutiny, saying the number and nature of these cases warrant attention. It's all strange. Yeah, that's clear. But are these separate and unrelated tragedies, or could there be overlapping risks that are not yet fully understood?